Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Trailblazers have announced their summer league schedule. They'll start August 8th against Charlotte, play the Clippers, Indiana, and Phoenix as well in Vegas. Their roster will be announced at a later date, but the schedule's out. Yesterday, I had a chance to visit with Herm Edwards, the Arizona State coach, in person at Media Day. I am continuing Pac-12 Media Day by myself today at the W Hotel in Hollywood. They've set me up with a studio. Day two of Media Day. Here's my conversation with Herm Edwards. Listen to how we start. Herm Edwards, Pac-12 Media Day. All right, we're going to shake it up. Instead of doing these interviews where you get asked the same dumb question, why not do a game show?
Oh, game show. I like it.
What would be your game show? What are you... do we have to go old school? Or what do we have? What are we
doing? Probably got to old school. Old school.
Are we doing like a Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune is kind of nice.
Yeah? Yeah. Newlywed game. You and your AD. You have to do a newlywed game.
Oh, that'd be something. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. What are you getting asked? Or you're obviously getting asked. Are you getting asked about the report in recruiting?
No, the review. No, not really.
Can you help us understand what happened, or can you? Is there anything you can say about it?
No, we're under review, and that's all I can say.
Okay,
leave it at that.
Moving forward, the conference this morning said we're going to help put our football and basketball teams in position to win championships. What could they do for you to help you win? What kinds of things are included under that?
Well, I just think there'll be an emphasis. I think. Not belittling any other sport, because I think all sports are important, men and women, on both sides of it. But I think at times maybe the perception is that it's not that conference. They have a different nationally, I think. Yeah. I think people that follow the conference understand, it's important. And I just think for us as coaches, when you get a new commissioner, along with Burton Hanks, and I always say this in meetings like that, what they say there, what they do there stays there when we leave there as coaches. And so with that being said, I just think it was a great dialogue with the new commissioner Merton on the vision of what they want to try to do. And I'm not the one to present that. That's not what I do. That's not for me to say.
Yeah.
But I just think it was fun to listen to both of them.
Yeah. He came on with us and he said that, he told the ADs, you may get a bad kickoff time, because if we're really trying to win a championship, we really need to put the bye weeks where they need to be, we need to put the kickoff times where they need to be, and he said everybody's on board with that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with scheduling, too, because some of these schedules are already written out, right?
So, yeah.
We all understand that, but I think going forward, there's a new idea of maybe how to do some things to get this conference and the players that are involved in it more exposure in the Midwest to back east.
I got it. Yeah.
Right? I've been in that market.
Yeah.
I understand how that market works, being in television all those years.
You know? Yeah. Do you miss TV?
I don't know if I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I miss the relationships. But that's life, and I think the great thing is when you make great relationships, they last forever.
Right.
I mean, you could be gone, and then all of a sudden you come back.
Yeah.
Either way, I was gone from football for a while, but then when I came back, all the relationships that I've had in football just seemed to always be tied together.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
You transitioned really well.
You went from
player to that and the media and then back to there's something about you in transitions. Like, you get that. What did you learn at an early age, or maybe it's your parents, that helped you? Like, you've moved around places. You just seem to pivot.
Father was in the military.
Yeah.
And I just think your ability to adjust, and regardless of what the situation may be, you got to be able to do that. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with chaos. Right? Yeah. I'm very calm. I'm a very the perception sometimes people see of me because I'm kind of a passionate guy.
Yeah.
But I'm very calm inside. I mean, I do things in an orderly way. I mean, it's not like I just, emotionally make it. I don't make emotional decisions. I try to stay away from those.
Yeah.
But there's just a thought process between it all. I'm real calm inside, mm-hmm. right? And so that's just kind of when you have to adjust, you have to adjust because life is about adjusting.
You mentioned that. It's family of origin, right? Because yeah. you're in your family of origin, there was change. And you learned very early that change could, hey, we're okay. It's going to be okay. Some people don't.
I've always said this. It's always going to be okay. It's always going to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my life. The one thing that happened to me at a too early age, my father passed. And once I saw that happen, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna put things in perspective, right? And that put some things in perspective for me. A man that passed away at 60 years old, nothing wrong with him. Just
yeah, too young.
Left home and 20 minutes later, he gone.
Yeah.
And that was my second year in the league. And when I realized that, I went, okay.
Yeah.
Right? So I've grown from that experience.
Does it affect how you parent?
Yeah, I've got 15 and 16 year old daughters.
Yeah,
you know, and one of them's about to drive, and I'm scared to death.
I just went through that.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
First time you see them out, and you're not with them.
It's like, oh, my heart's beating. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
See, I've not a license yet, but it's like, oh, we're trying to just slow it down, the process. Down.
Are you teaching her to drive?
No. I've driven with her, you know. I go with her, but we've had instructors. And stuff. She's going to be a good driver, but you just worry about all the other things. You know, driving is more than just, I always tell her, honey, it's not just looking straight. You got to look peripheral. You got to see people to the left and to the right.
Yeah.
It's so much of life is about vision. We're talking to Herm Edwards, Arizona State coach. You've got a whole bunch of players in the NFL. You've got a college landscape that's shifting. Mm-hmm. Players are able to get endorsements. Like, the world is shifting all around you. What is that like? There's that chaos again.
Well, I think it's fun to watch. And how you handle it, I think, is important. I think how you handle things in life are important. COVID.
Yeah.
The world had to learn how to handle it. Some people handled it well, some people did not, right? And I just think the more you understand that I grew up in the 60s. Life has changed from the 60s to right now,
yeah.
right? I get that. Now, certain things haven't changed, which you kind of like a little bit like look at and go, really?
Yeah.
We're still doing that, right? But for the most part, you realize that, you know, life is about change and how you maneuver that, knowing your purpose.
Right.
You know, I think some people lose sight of their purpose in life. They get caught up in all this other stuff. What's your purpose? That's the one thing I always tell players when I recruit them. So what's your purpose? And they look at you with this odd look. Like, what do you mean? So what's going to be your purpose in life, right? And I think the faster you can figure that out, you have some direction. And then when all the chaos starts, you understand this is what I'm supposed to do. And this is what I'm going to do.
How do you feel about coaches sleeping in the office overnight?
I had a great coach. And it's almost like my second dad who's Dick Vermeil, and I still talk to him. And that was just his way.
Yeah.
And I think there's some guys that still might do that. I just think, like anything else, when you teach, everyone learns different.
Hmm.
It's the one thing I've learned about coaching, which is in the profession of being a football player and a coach. You're a teacher, and how people process what you give them, the simpler you can make it, the faster they can learn, and the faster they can apply it to use their talent. Because as a coach, you don't give them talent. You give them information. Well, how much information are you giving them? Sometimes you can overwhelm them because of all the study you put in there. College football is different in the fact that you only have so many – days in a week, and you don't have so much time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got to do it on their own, but the time you spend with them, it's got to be very precise so they can you know, process it and go do it on the field.
Your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, you know, dynamic player. What can you do to help him be better?
Oh, I think he understands that every year that his leadership qualities and what he does extra from his freshman year to right now, he's a completely different player. And that's just always staying in communication. We're always on the same page. Yeah. Quarterback and head coach have to be on the same page at any level. Yeah. And he's in my office every day. And we talk about not so much X's and O's, about the team and what he can do to help individuals or to reach out to this guy or that guy, or he'll come to me with a suggestion. Coach, can we – and that's the fun part.
Yeah. I wonder about the locker room. Okay, let's just say, you know, your job is to put this – the locker room's like this – the most diverse place in the world.
Yes,
like,
it is.
In the world. Like, you can't put together a more diverse room. So you're going to have guys in this name, image, likeness thing that are going to make money, and you're going to have guys that don't.
That's exactly right.
How is that going to affect the locker room?
That'll be interesting. And that's the first thing that I understood when this thing came to fruition, is like, okay, how is it going to affect everybody, right? How is certain guys going to say, well, he's getting that, I'm not getting that? We're going to find out. I think you have to be able to adjust to that. You're going to have to be able to – I don't know if we all know all the answers right now.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's just – that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I tell players this, if you're a good player, if you're a really good player, and we win as a team, you get more opportunities. And everyone gets opportunities. Yeah. So that's the whole key.
We all win.
Yeah, we all win.
Yeah.
That's important.
Washington State running back Max Borgi told me he got a little deal, right? He got a little money from somebody. Mm-hmm. He's sharing it with his offensive line. He's not dumb.
Smart man.
He's not dumb.
Smart man. Yeah. You're only as good as the big fellas.
Yeah.
Smart
man. Jaden Grant at Oregon State says he just wants a Jamba Juice.
There you go.
That's the only deal. He'd be happy with a Jamba Juice.
I love it. I love it. So, put it in perspective.
Yeah. So, all right, as a player, you're on the field. As a young coach, you're on the field working with position players. As a head coach, more of a CEO, do you miss hands-on?
No, I still hands-on.
You're still there.
I work with the secondary a little bit.
You couldn't walk away from that.
Won't leave it alone, even as a head coach in professional football.
Yeah.
And I told the secondary coach I ever hired, I said, you got the hardest job. You got the hardest job, man.
Got to manage you.
You know, I said, because I'm going to have something to say.
Right.
Coach, go right ahead, coach. I said, I'm just going to, you know, I don't overtake anybody. I don't disrupt things. But I've always, when we do things, I ask them why. And I say, would you try this? But it's great because most of the coaches that I've worked with in the secondary, they all come to me and say, Coach, well, what do you think about this? So they already kind of know.
Yeah, they respect it.
Well, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, Herm, thank you.
My
appreciate you.
Thank you.
Wish you the best.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Good stuff with Herm Edwards. I got to tell you, being in person with him, sort of getting his energy and his cadence, was really interesting. I do think he's worried about the review. I think Arizona State is terrified about it, but Arizona State is going to dig in. Their position's going to be that.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.